All right, y'all ready for the national anthem?
Oh, yeah.
Can we send some love to Dan Newlin, who's the proud sponsor of the national anthem, which this morning show loves to take advantage of? Because, yes, we could just play something that's like, you know, the voice guy being like, thank you for the nation's song. And then it goes right into the national anthem. But we like to give it out to organizations, people who move the meters, people who love being involved in the community.
Yeah, can I take this today? You guys have something?
You threw that finger in the air. Yeah.
Yesterday it was a 6-hour ordeal. I sent you two in here a video of what I went through yesterday. But I want to give it out to plumbers because I've tossed it out before because I've had to call one to get stuff done. But my brother is a professional plumber. He's a master plumber the past many years. And I couldn't get the drain cover off yesterday in my shower. The thing that it's supposed to prevent the hair from going down.
So did you do a quick FaceTime call to your brother?
I did. He told me I had to buy many a tool to actually get this done. So I went down to Ace, the helpful place, and I made sure that I had everything that I needed.
There you go.
The thing freaking took forever. And I finally, it was something that looked like a ferret that I immersed.
All the hair
underneath. There was a lot of goop. But those plumbers have to do it every single day, and they really are the heroes. If you're in a situation, especially if there's a smell to whatever issue that you might have, and the plumber has to get called.
Well, the good thing is that they're kind of used to it. I will say this, though, Slater. With your hair, if I was a plumber coming in, then it would be easy to blame it on the wife, right? Or blame it on the woman of the house and be like, hey, oh, those women, you see, the hair gets the drain every time.
Yeah, but they would know.
But your hair is about as long. so he's probably looking at you, a plumber would be looking at you and be like,
that's double the hair in there.
I put on a swim cap so that way they wouldn't know.
Oh,
they
swim cap.
Oh, my Lord. To you plumbers, thank you so much for getting all up in our business, for being a hero. Really, in the times that we need it the most, especially when there's a leak or, God forbid, your house is being flooded.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Thank you for doing what you do. From K92.3 and this morning show, the national anthem out to you.
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
Think of someone in your life that is doing good for our Central Florida communities. We love to highlight them. We say this all the time on the show, doing the right thing. Let us know on our K92.3 Facebook page. But Slater, you've got today.
Very first time I've ever uttered this phrase. A hot dog saved a man's life. But that's exactly what happened for not only just him, the entire family. In Omaha, Nebraska, on Friday, a tornado ran through the neighborhood, destroying many a house. And the tornado in particular completely took out Jason Olson's house when he left to go to the gas station to get hot dogs.
You know, I was at the gas station getting hot dogs. And it saved my life. So hot dogs saved my life. You know, count your blessings. Be glad there's no fatalities in the neighborhood, I heard. And family's safe. Stuff can be replaced, but family's everything.
Wow.
And no, I'm not giving the doing the right thing to the gas station hot dog selling guy. Okay, I'm giving it to the entire neighborhood that since Friday has already raised $10,000 for Jason and his family.
Wow. Nice.
And you have to think. That is, a tornado is different than a hurricane. Hurricane, we usually know stuff's actually cooking up for a couple days at the very least. Tornadoes swing through all the time for like months in, months out in many places around the country. And the neighbors knowing like, hey, that could have been my house. And insurance, it covers some. But unless you have the appropriate insurance, you find out. We find out all the time with hurricanes. If your house is in a certain area, not covered. You're in a tornado-ridden area, those are not covered by insurance.
Well, and what about the memories? You know what I mean? Forget the fact that if you got photo albums, I mean, now we have everything on computers, and if the computer's completely damaged and the hard drive's completely done, then it doesn't matter if the insurance gives you $1 million. You'll never get those photos back. So, yeah, tornadoes suck. All those weather catastrophes.
Well, and you heard exactly what he said. You know, I'm counting my blessings. Family and I wasn't home. They were at the gas station at the time. And that's a good reminder for all of us because sometimes we get so frustrated, right? We sit in traffic. We're somewhere. We're waiting for so long. We're like, oh, how much longer do I have to wait? You know, blah, blah, blah. But seriously, like, we always end up in the right place at the right time. Yeah. And sometimes we don't understand why things happen. And so this was that example this morning.
Reminder, Chloe.
Next time I go into that gas station and I watch those hot dogs just spinning around and around, it's almost like something that hypnotizes me. I just watch them, and then the one that should have been taken off hours ago.
Yeah.
That was
it's a little shriveled.
Oh, but for Jason's neighbors stepping up in a major way, and I'm sure helping him out so that way he can have a house in the future and make more memories in that with his family. That's today's Doing the Right Thing.
Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the Right Thing.
On K92.3.
This is K92.3. You know, that's one of my favorite lines when he says, I spilled, what was it, barbecue stain on my white t-shirt?
Right, yeah.
God, that paints such an image, right? Like, what a dork. And how many times have we done that, guys?
No, that's not a dork. That's just enjoying life and enjoying his ribs. That's okay.
You just take your shirt off. That's why. So that way, if it falls on your skin, it's your skin.
Hey,
so you
Tim can
then
take that
off.
Shirt off anytime.
If you're Tim McGraw. All right, it's Obi Chloe Slater, K92.3. Let's focus because we are paying your bills here at 8 o'clock. You'll get another keyword worth $1,000. Now, I did tell these two in here that I had to gush on our Orlando listening audience. And I say Orlando, of course, I mean all the outskirts, everything from Sanford to Mount Dora to Eustis to St. Cloud. You name it. Everybody came out. We had the biggest number of people join us for the Honor Flight return that we've ever had in the history of Honor Flight.
What do you think that was in particular? Maybe because it was in Sanford? Because usually it's been at MCO.
Yeah, yeah. Traditionally what happens is that the veterans get taken to D.C. We had 53 veterans on this flight, right? And somebody has to pay for this veterans to go. So thank you to everybody who sponsored a veteran, everybody who was a guardian, because you have to pay for your own flight too, to take these veterans to D.C. And so, yes, traditionally it goes out of Orlando International Airport, and that's a big ordeal. But since we went out of Sanford, we had a lot of privileges, meaning that I think a lot of our listening audience, the parking wasn't far. And I just think people maybe heard us last week and just really fell in love with the idea of welcoming home veterans who traditionally, for the most part, especially our Vietnam veterans, they didn't get a welcome home.
Right.
You know, a lot of those guys came home and that's it. They had to assimilate back into public. It was hard for them to find jobs and whatnot. So they got a hero's welcome, and that was a lot of y'all who showed up.
Well, and I think, too, it was super cool. I saw some of the videos that you shared, Obi, and it was like all the kiddos that were also there. There was like, what, a high school band that was playing when everyone came down and all the veterans walked in. So really special.
Hey, what was the secret sauce you wanted to bring?
So this is what had me in tears, all right? So we go through the whole day. It starts off early, y'all, and we're asking for veterans. You know, everybody's 60 years plus, and we're asking for them to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning so this way we could fly to D.C., and we come back the same night, right? So at 10 p.m., and this is before we land, everybody gets their last mail call. So in the military, this was a big ordeal because this is when mom and dad would write you. This is when family would send you things. So mail call, right? Every soldier gets their name called. They get this envelope, and in the envelope, and I kind of already, I knew this because of the last honor flight, but whoever is in charge, and this is what's great about people who have organization in their skills of and talents. That's not mine. But whoever was in charge, they had the most immediate family write letters of how much they appreciate the veteran's service. So I'm sitting next to my veteran, and it's his wife who wrote a letter, all his kids, you know, who are now in their 40s, 50s, the grandkids, neighbors. I mean, this dude was in tears, and he's like, I haven't spoken to this person in 6 years. And he gives me, he's like, here, read it. And I'm reading all these letters, and I'm crying because I'm like, yo, if I had neighbors that hadn't reached out to me in 10 years, 12 years, and all of a sudden they're telling me thank you for your service. They never told me that when we were neighbors.
And we hear all the time, right, that people that do fight for the country, that like, they don't need that. They don't need to be like, thank you for your service type thing. Like, me as a civilian, I don't know the correct words to say. That's like if somebody passes away, I go, I'm so sorry, you know, thoughts and prayers. We say all the time, right? But you don't get a chance to, especially if it's like a neighbor, like to actually sit down and be like, hey, thank you so much for this. I'm with my family and knew that if we didn't have people fighting for this country, the good chance that we look at the videos of Ukraine and all these places that are like just torn to bits right now, not back in the day, now. That could be happening in this country here if we didn't have anybody like these men and women fighting for us.
Absolutely. And I have to say, too, I took my grandfather, you know, last year on the honor flight, and that was my favorite part, too, Obi, was when he got his mail call and he was opening all these letters from his daughters and his grandkids, like all these things. And then at the end was also not just letters from the family, but they got letters from kids all over the world
High
that
schools,
wrote these beautiful notes and, I mean, drew these beautiful pictures, and it really was. It was incredible.
Yeah, if you get a chance to be a part of an honor flight, and the good thing is there's several chapters. I know Space Coast has one. I know mm-hmm. we've got one here in Central Florida, but it was so nice, and it was nice, again, to everybody who actually stepped up, because 10 o'clock at night, you know, that's on a Saturday night, too. There could be other things you're doing, like sleeping or whatever it is, and y'all came out. So you, Orlando listening audience, y'all are the best.
Absolutely. Just the best. And we're so grateful for all of our veterans and the brave men and women that serve this country every single day. We're Amen. Grateful. And Jason Aldean, Brittany Aldean may have the smartest five-year-old that I know. What's going on? What she said to mom and dad? That in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
We'll hear from Jason Aldean and Brittany Aldean's daughter, Navy, one of the smartest, probably five-year-olds that I know. But first, there was some great music that was released the last few days. You may have enjoyed it, rocked out to it over the weekend. Chris Stapleton did a Tom Petty cover, I Should Have Known It.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Chris Stapleton, man. Dude can sing anything.
Is that going to be on that album, the Tom Petty country tribute? We heard the Dierks Bentley one.
We
that
did.
He did.
I don't know. I'll have to look and
see.
I would be shocked
if it wasn't. Because if not, what are the odds at the exact same time that Tom Petty's got that album released?
You're right.
That we would have this, right?
No, you're 100% right. And I love a good cover. And honestly, Chris Stapleton, you could sing the alphabet and I'd listen to it. I really would. He's that good. And we are wishing the happiest of birthdays to Willie Nelson. He's 91 today. He was actually born very late, close to midnight tonight in Texas. And the county courthouse way back in the day, because it was so late, didn't register it until April 30th. So he said he actually celebrates today, and he also celebrates tomorrow.
Good old Willie, still doing performances, right? Wasn't he at Coachella?
He was at Stagecoach.
Stagecoach,
yes,
sorry.
Out in California over the weekend, still up there rocking it, playing. God bless him, still on tour at 91 years old.
And one of the biggest conspiracies that I'm trying to start is that Willie Nelson's hair, not his real hair. That it's extensions.
What do you think it is?
I think,
you don't think that's real hair?
No, I think he buys it. I think he buys it, and it's attached underneath the bandana.
No way.
The bandana's just a Scully cap,
yeah,
right?
Just tug on it. It's like Santa's beard.
Oh, well, happy birthday to Willie, 91. God bless him, the legend. He definitely deserves to be celebrated both days. And Jason Aldean and Brittany Aldean's kiddos, Memphis and Navy, they are the cutest. Memphis is 6, Navy is 5, and they just have such fun personalities. And they're at that age where, you know, kids, they say the darndest things. Well, Brittany shared a video of Navy answering a bunch of questions, and Brittany asked her what her favorite thing about being a kid is.
I really, really like to be a kid because grown-ups, they always work. And I'm glad to be a kid because I don't have to work. But I do have to work for money to buy, like, things to get my friends. I do chores to work.
Mm, okay.
Wait a
Smart
minute.
Girl.
To get her friends? She has to buy her friends?
No, to get them gifts, I'm
sure. Oh, to get gifts.
Oh, man, it is nice to not have the pressures of a kid. Like, I think about my kids and all the stuff that they demand, and I'm like, y'all think this stuff just appears out of thin air? You think Amazon just, like, sends this stuff for free? Like,
right.
It comes out of somewhere.
And you have no idea. I mean, right? Kids, they really do. Again, they say the darndest things. It was so cute. She's sitting there, like, you see these, like, cute little eyes, and she's just touching on her heart as she's answering these questions. Mm. She is just adorable. So you can see all these stories up online. K923Orlando.com. We have $1,000 minute. You know how it works. 10 trivia questions. Obi will put 60 seconds on that clock, and you can sign up to play right now on the K923 app. We'll give you a call next.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 minute.
K923. Man, so we are fortunate enough to have Steve on the line.
Hey, Steve.
Hello,
Steve,
hello.
Being very secretive, works at one of our fantastic theme parks and does water treatment.
Oh, that's a dead giveaway.
And he says he doesn't want to tell us any more information.
All right, Steve,
we
appreciate you signing up for the $1,000 minute. You know that you have an opportunity here to get $1,000 just for answering 10 questions, right?
Okay, yep.
Okay.
So these 10 questions, Steve, you can pass and just say the word pass. We'll come back to it at the end so you don't take up too much time thinking about your answer. But whatever you lock in first is the answer I will have to take.
Okay.
And Steve, is all purified water really purified?
What do you mean, like your bottled water that you get?
Yeah, I'll probably have to talk to you after because I'm really concerned about my water intake.
What about the pool water? If you drink some of that, is that okay? Okay, all right.
Oh, my Lord.
Here we go. You ready, Obi, with 60 seconds?
It's okay as long as nobody pees in it.
There you go. Yeah, find me a pool that hasn't happened in.
I know, right?
Okay, here we go.
All right.
With question number one, which golf club would you use to hit the ball the farthest?
Driver.
How many states are in the U.S.?
50.
Which state is Mount Rushmore in?
South Dakota.
What is Winnie the Pooh's favorite treat?
Honey.
How many noses does a slug have?
One.
How many nights is Hanukkah celebrated?
Nine.
Which scientist is known for coming up with the theory of relativity?
What the hell's his name? Fast.
Name the Jim Carrey movie that made the line, "Laces out, Dan," famous.
Pet Detective. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Which was the first country to use paper money?
England.
Which Australian state is home to the Great Barrier Reef?
Brisbane.
Which scientist is known for coming up with the theory of relativity?
Oh, man.
You were on
Steve.
It.
Almost got through every single question, but you did get four wrong. So let me hit them and the one that you passed, okay? So how many noses does a slug have? Four. They have four noses. You guessed one. Hanukkah is eight crazy nights, not nine. Oh. England, you guessed, was where paper money first came from. It's actually China. And you said Brisbane is where the Great Barrier Reef. We're looking for Queensland or Queensland.
I didn't even know they had separate islands in Australia.
Yeah.
Look at that.
One big country.
We're all learning together.
Well, congratulations, brother. You don't go home empty-handed.
We're actually sending you to see Brooks and Dunn live at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater.
Okay. All right. And thank you. I guess maybe I'll see you out at Country Thunder with Krista.
Oh, hey. There we go. Awesome. Right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And brother, thank you for doing what you do at our fantastic theme parks.
Absolutely.
Man.
And thanks for listening. We appreciate you guys. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
See you, man.
The $1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3. With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Claire, you're hitting that panic button because of your man?
I am, yes.
It's not because of infidelity, right?
No. Oh, my God, no.
Okay, so, well, what are we talking about?
Well, he has pledged a bit of a love for Lululemon.
Okay.
The clothing.
I've always worn Lululemon, especially after I lost weight and I was working out a lot. I'm super confident. You know, I feel good and love those clothes.
It's like my wife and my daughter, yeah.
They wash and wear well.
Well, and hold on. I mean, we're also spending a small fortune on some of
these
clothes.
They are lifelong, though. They're so good about their leggings. Yeah. If something happens, you can take them in. They'll give you a brand new pair. So
your man's wearing lady clothes. That's the dilemma?
Well, no. They came out with Line for Men.
Yeah.
And he's freaking obsessed. He has ordered way too many, in my opinion. And, you know, he works from home, so it's all he wears.
What's he ordering from there?
A little bit of everything, but his favorite, not mine, he got these 5-inch shorts, the really, really, really short ones.
Yeah, for, like, running.
Yes, but he's just wearing them around the house.
Is he hanging out of them?
haven't witnessed that.
Then I'm really sorry for you.
Well, I probably just haven't, you know, he's just been at the computer when he's in them, but he's so hairy. I don't understand how they could possibly be even comfortable when there's, like, not a lot to them.
Oh, man.
Well, first of all, hang on. He's in this Facebook group now called Lulu Man Clan.
What is this?
Literally just, like, this place where men go to talk about all the new pieces and share their experiences.
No way.
Yes.
Hey, and Claire, you guys are still in love and you guys are still passionate about each other, right? Okay. So this
Very
isn't
much.
Something that like he's switching teams or nothing.
No, No.
You well, you got to fall out of love with him, or at least make him think like it, right?
I don't know if I want to go to that kind of extreme, but
so what's the, so
I
what's the panic?
Him the other day wearing the crossbody, the men's crossbody.
Yeah, no.
The Lululemon crossbody.
I mean, I know
they're super in right now.
These guys in this group are like claiming that it's so cool.
The crossbody is in.
I use my wallet, guys.
It's very that's popular right now. Claire, like Obi just said, what's the panic? You know, what's going on?
Sorry, I'm not trying to make light of it, but I love my husband so much. I'm here to support him, but this feels a little over the top, and I don't know how to bring it up or talk about it.
Wow.
So,
if you
am I overreacting?
Is it more the fashion that you don't like him in it, or that he's spending too much money?
Well, there's that part too. It's very expensive, and I know because there are many pieces I've had to like wait to buy because I don't want to seem overindulgent. So it's both, actually. I want to talk to him about this, and my God, it's so expensive.
As I was gonna say, if you don't like him wearing it, then they'll probably fit you. You just wear you wear all the stuff. But if it's finances, if you wear it, he's just gonna buy more.
Okay. I'm like, I need to talk. I need your.
All right. Okay. Well, let's see if we can get some advice for you. We can hear you panicking. And thank you for this. I got to look at that Lulu man's clan. See what this guy's all into. Mm. All right. Okay. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
On with Doug. This is the first time we get to talk to you. What do you think?
I think there's a big double standard going on here, and somebody needs to keep their mouth shut.
Oh.
I have a feeling he's talking about her.
You think? Hey, Doug, hold on for us, okay? We want to hear what you have to say in 6 minutes.
K92.3. The panic button.
Join the conversation.
With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Talking to Doug right now. About Lululemon. Our guy's wearing Lululemon, and the wife is just pissed off about the money he's spending and the look he's sporting. So what do you think?
I think that she should let him wear what he wants to wear. There's nothing wrong with however people want to express themselves.
Okay, hold on. Ugh. Doug, do you wear Lululemon?
5-inch shorts?
I don't, personally. Oh, I don't wear shorts at all, actually, but I think we've learned we should not shame women for what they want to wear, and we should not shame men for what they want to wear. This is the 21st century.
Okay, quick question. What if it makes those around you uncomfortable?
That is their problem.
I will say there's a thin line between uncomfortable and jealous, right? Everybody says it's the dirty cousin.
How many ladies want their man to be dressed up in Lululemon and just, not even if it's not Lulu, but just look trendy and have cute style and fashion? And it seems like he does.
So maybe she got to actually stay up with it, right? Maybe she feels insecure that she's not actually able to. And it also sounds like financially, the both of them, they can't be trying.
Well, that's a conversation that they both need to have, because if they're both shopping at Lululemon and spending that kind of money, I mean, it is a pretty penny. It's not inexpensive.
Doug, I'm not going to say we agree or disagree, but we appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for chiming in, brother.
You're very welcome.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
This is K92.3. You know, that's one of my favorite lines when he says, I spilled, what was it, barbecue stain on my white t-shirt?
Right, yeah.
God, that paints such an image, right? Like, what a dork. And how many times have we done that, guys?
No, that's not a dork. That's just enjoying life and enjoying his ribs, okay?
You just take your shirt off. That's why. So that way, if it falls on your skin, it's your skin.
Hey,
so you
Tim
can then
can take that shirt off anytime.
If you're Tim McGraw. All right, it's Obi, Chloe, Slater, K92.3. Let's focus, because we are paying your bills here at 8 o'clock. You'll get another keyword worth $1,000. Now, I did tell these two in here that I had to gush on our Orlando listening audience. And I say Orlando, of course, I mean all the outskirts, everything from Sanford to Mount Dora to Eustace to St. Cloud. You name it. Everybody came out. We had the biggest number of people join us for the Honor Flight return that we've ever had in the history of Honor Flight.
What do you think that was in particular? Maybe because it was in Sanford? Because usually it's been at MCO.
Yeah, yeah. Traditionally what happens is that the veterans get taken to D.C. We had 53 veterans on this flight, right? And somebody has to pay for this veterans to go. So thank you to everybody who sponsored a veteran, everybody who was a guardian, because you have to pay for your own flight too, to take these veterans to D.C. And so, yes, traditionally it goes out of Orlando International Airport, and that's a big ordeal. But since we went out of Sanford, we had a lot of privileges, meaning that I think a lot of our listening audience, the parking wasn't far. And I just think people maybe heard us last week and just really fell in love with the idea of welcoming home veterans who traditionally, for the most part, especially our Vietnam veterans, they didn't get a welcome home.
Right.
You know, a lot of those guys came home and that's it. They had to assimilate back into public. It was hard for them to find jobs and whatnot. So they got a hero's welcome, and that was a lot of y'all who showed up.
Well, and I think, too, it was super cool. I saw some of the videos that you shared, Obi, and it was like all the kiddos that were also there. There was like, what, a high school band that was playing when everyone came down and all the veterans walked in. So really special.
And what was the secret sauce you wanted to bring?
So this is what had me in tears, all right? So we go through the whole day. It starts off early, y'all, and we're asking for veterans. You know, everybody's 60 years plus, and we're asking for them to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning so this way we could fly to D.C., and we come back the same night, right? So at 10 p.m., and this is before we land, everybody gets their last mail call. So in the military, this was a big ordeal because this is when mom and dad would write you. This is when family would send you things. So mail call, right? Every soldier gets their name called. They get this envelope, and in the envelope, and I kind of already, I knew this because of the last Honor Flight, but whoever is in charge, and this is what's great about people who have organization in their skills of, and talents, that's not mine, but whoever was in charge, they had the most immediate family write letters of how much they appreciate the veteran's service. So I'm sitting next to my veteran, and it's his wife who wrote a letter. Aww. his kids, you know, who are now in their 40s, 50s.
Yeah.
The grandkids, neighbors. I mean, this dude was in tears, and he's like, I haven't spoken to this person in 6 years. And he gives me, he's like, here, read it. And I'm reading all these letters and I'm crying because I'm like, yo, if I had neighbors that hadn't reached out to me in 10 years, 12 years, and all of a sudden they're telling me thank you for your service. They never told me that when we were neighbors.
And we hear all the time, right, that people that do fight for the country, that like they don't need that. They don't need to be like, thank you for your service type thing. Like me as a civilian, I don't know the correct words to say. That's like if somebody passes away, I go, I'm so sorry, you know, thoughts and prayers. We say all the time, right? But you don't get a chance to, especially if it's like a neighbor, like to actually sit down and be like, hey, thank you so much for this. I'm with my family and knew that if we didn't have people fighting for this country, the good chance that we look at the videos of Ukraine and all these places that are like just torn to bits right now, not back in the day, now. That could be happening in this country here if we didn't have anybody like these men and women fighting for us.
Absolutely. And I have to say, too, I took my grandfather, you know, last year on the Honor Flight, and that was my favorite part, too, Obi, was when he got his mail call and he was opening all these letters from his daughters and his grandkids, like all these things. And then at the end was also not just letters from the family, but they got letters from kids all over the world
wrote
these beautiful notes and, I mean, drew these beautiful pictures. And it was incredible.
Yeah, if you get a chance to be a part of an Honor Flight, and the good thing is there's several chapters. I know Space Coast has one. I know we've got one here in Central Florida, but just it was so nice, and it was nice again to everybody who actually stepped up, because 10 o'clock at night, you know, that's on a Saturday night too, there could be other things you're doing like sleeping or whatever it is, and y'all came out. So you Orlando listening audience, y'all are the best.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Talking to Patrick out in Longwood. Patrick, you guys said you had a dinner date at one of these marketplaces that has a bunch of different things you can visit?
Yes. You go there and it's almost like a bunch of different food trucks. And so basically you have a cornucopia of options. If your date wants something different than you, it's very easy to provide. You know?
Dude,
you
nice. Go there and a cornucopia of options. I love that. Yeah. I'm going to use that phrase.
You know what's awesome about this is it's unique, right? It's not like your typical dinner setting. So it's a little bit more laid back, casual. I'm sure you could grab some drinks.
Everybody's eating on patio furniture. So yeah, it's a real chill environment.
I was going to say, I've been to some of those where they don't have any place to sit. So then you have to stand and eat and I know a lot of ladies don't want to be doing that.
Oh, no, 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 no. It is set up like the home and garden section of Walmart. You know, all those classic furniture sitting on top of
it. Yeah. I ate lunch there once.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you paid for everything. You know, all the gentleman stuff that we normally ask on a second date.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Everything's set up so you can just walk through and do Apple Pay. So it's very easy to use and get food and then sit down.
Did she eat?
Oh, yeah. She ended up getting a pressed juice with kale and a whole bunch of other healthy options.
Very good.
Yeah,
wait,
yeah.
Wait, and you want to go on another date with her?
Slater.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
Okay, so hold on. There's a right time and a right place for a juice. I love a juice when it's called for.
Same here.
All right, so then that's the only problem. And now she's not getting back to you after you made these efforts. So all we're going to do is we're going to try to take down, you said her name was Wesley?
Wesley with a W.
I love that. All right, so we're going to take Wesley's number and we're going to call her next.
You got it.
Hello?
Yes, looking for Wesley, please.
Who's this?
Wesley, my name's Obi. That's Slater. That's Chloe.
Good morning.
So you've got three of us on the line. We work for a radio station here in town called K92.3.
Okay. Is there a reason you're calling me?
Yes. So you went out on a date with a guy that reached out to us. His name is Patrick, and we'd love to set you guys up with another date. So you don't even have to do anything. We have a $75 gift card to give you two. So this way you guys can go out and have dinner again.
Okay. I'm sorry. This is, how do you get my info?
So we ended up getting your info from him. And again, what our main goal is to try to get you guys talking again. So this way we can see if there's anything happening here.
This is kind of awkward. I didn't really know how to end things or whatever. Cause he only went out on a date, but it was kind of a weird date.
Well, we obviously know something happened, right, Wesley? I mean, was it anything to do with the food?
Sort of. I mean, the place was really great. I liked all of the options. The marketplace that we went to, I'd been to before.
Mm. Yeah, we did talk to him about what the problem could have been because he said it was great straight through, and then you just kind of went away. So he didn't know what was going on.
Well, it might sound a little bit, anyway, I don't know. Basically we ordered very different, which is fine. I think that's why we went there. And I like a lot, very healthy kind of clean food. But anyways, he ordered a half rack of ribs, but as we were sitting and eating, I noticed his consonants are real hard. Like he was hitting his S's really hard every time he talked, and it would just spit food at me. And look, I like a passionate person as much as the next, but I just kind of, my life flashed before my eyes and I saw myself sitting and being spit on while eating and somebody was talking at me. And I just couldn't imagine going on another one.
Do you think maybe though it was because, I mean, he was eating ribs, right? So I don't know, ribs can be kind of messy.
Yeah, I guess. I think it just gave me a little bit of the ick, to be totally honest.
His food splashed in your eye, I would say, is more accurate, right? Instead of life flashing?
Yeah, I would say my pressed juice got a little bit more meat heavy by the end of the conversation. Oh.
And did he acknowledge that, though?
I don't think he noticed, and it felt rude to bring it up.
There's no way it could have been that bad, right? I mean, there's sometimes where just some people either have a lisp. I'm trying
sometimes
to give this guy.
Sometimes you talk and just spit, and you're like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry."
Yeah, I did pull a couple meat pieces out of my hair later.
Ew. That bad? Okay, so why don't we do this then? Because we don't want you to be grossed out, and we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But we do have Patrick on the line. Patrick, you can now come on.
Yeah. If I could just briefly defend myself, the marketplace where we went and ate, there were a lot of other people. And in order to be heard, you had to use volume and you have to enunciate, especially if you're on a date. So, yeah, I guess I was speaking louder than I normally would. And, yeah, something came out of my mouth while I was talking.
Patrick, have you ever heard this before? Is this something that you've ever done or you think it was just the place?
You know, I had a buddy in high school who always say, I want the news, not the weather. But I haven't heard anything about this in years.
Oh, man. Okay, so, hey, I mean, are you just a passionate talker, like, in general, like, even with no food in your mouth?
Maybe. I mean, again, I was trying to enunciate in a very noisy environment. I would never intentionally spit on somebody.
I mean, I think you can definitely hear the passion behind your voice right now, you know?
Look, I did not mean to hurt your feelings. I really don't want to make you feel self-conscious about how you eat. It's sort of why I didn't call back. Like, I don't know why we have to do this on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like you were protecting him, right? Just because, I mean, it is a little embarrassing, and now all of Central Florida kind of knows about it.
Right. I'm not trying to, like, make people feel shame for how they eat. It just wasn't really working for me.
But isn't there plenty of places you can go to a restaurant where you're sitting at the bar, so instead of spitting on her, you're spitting on the bartender, right?
Like a sushi restaurant?
Yeah, yeah. Or
for the
maybe,
guys who make the sushi.
Maybe sit in gross. A booth on the same side, lay a blanket down to catch your spittings on the other.
No, and that draws way too much attention, Slater.
I mean, I got an answer. Thank you.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K92.3 app.
This is K92.3. Orlando's number one for new country, the same station trying to pay your bills. So please be on the lookout for when that happens. Like 10 o'clock is your next opportunity where you get that keyword, and that's it. You just drop it into the K92.3 app and you could be $1,000 richer. All right, so we're talking about the NFL, right? And the fact that there are a lot of times, Slater, you even brought this up earlier, that there are times where we experience something so amazing on TV, but it goes so late that you wish you had the next day off.
Yeah, I think there are things in life that we have come to go, you know what? I'm going to be really tired after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact, I'm just going to have to go to work and be exhausted, right? Well, that might be a thing of the past if you ask Commissioner Roger Goodell of the NFL with the announcement that he made.
Yes, he's floating around the idea of extending the NFL season to 18 games, which would potentially push Super Bowl Sunday to be President's Day weekend. Right now, it's 17 games. So this coming season, 17 games. If they were to push it one extra game, that would get us to a longer weekend, so we didn't have to worry about Sunday having to wake up and be at work on Monday morning.
Well, we do. We straight up, we come in here on a Monday morning after the Super Bowl. Yes, of course, it's cool because we get to highlight some of the cool commercials. We get to highlight some of the plays that you know, you're going to see all day. But everyone talks about that when it's like 4th of July and 4th of July falls on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You wish you had the Wednesday off. Christmas, when it falls on a Tuesday, you wish you had the Wednesday off. Most people do. But anyways, so this would be, it would be at least one step closer to something cool happening like that.
I think they have realized, because football has been arguably, at least in this country, the biggest sport that people watch. For my entire life, anyway.
Yeah.
It's been that way. And now, with accepting that they're not just going to go, you know what, we're going to make that a holiday because football's really popular and everything else. The only way to actually have that next day off is to do what he did. Look at a calendar and go, can this season actually end on that weekend? So that way people can have it. And I would imagine there are a lot of jobs. I mean, we probably have to work on President's Day. We'd probably have to be in there on that Monday. But I care more about, like, if the kids, right? If the kids want to actually watch the game and stay up till 11 o'clock and then they're tired, they're going to use that as an excuse why they do bad on tests or anything else that's set up on Monday. Nobody wants to deal with that and, like, that headache as a parent. So as a parent, I'm excited that that might be a reality, so that way that can't be used as an excuse.
Man, I wish that were for everything. I get it that it's the NFL and it's an organization that has power over that, but I wish, like, say, Paddy's Day fell where the next day. I wish all the holidays
Cinco
were the
next day. Cinco de Mayo? You know how many Cinco de Mayos? You know when they go, I can still smell liquor on your breath. I know, yeah, you can smell liquor coming out of every pore.
There's no doubt about it, sir.
That's funny.
The bartender.
I think the conversation, too, will be with the players, right? Because they're the ones that would have to play an extra game, and it's a lot as a football player again. Getting hit, especially if you've got kiddos that are in football, you know, like, it's difficult. So we'll see what ends up happening.
And how easy it is for me sitting where I'm at to be like, it's one extra game.
Right.
Mm. Come
exactly.
on.
We didn't think it would ever happen in our life, though, right? Like, daylight savings. So they keep saying, oh, you're not going to have to change the clocks. It's going to happen any year now.
I'm still waiting.
I'm not holding my breath. But for this to actually be a thing that in the next, say, 5 years that they're going to actually put into motion is pretty
cool. Okay, so let's pivot.
In 6 minutes, Slater, you sent Chloe and myself a video this weekend that was pretty gross. But I love the fact that we're going to talk about it here in just a few minutes. And then also we've got Chris Lane.
That's right. Yep. Chris Lane, the $1,000 minute. Okay. Can he do it? Huh? Ashley McBride got 10 out of 10. Can Chris Lane take it down? We play.
This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Don't forget about your Luke Combs tickets coming up at 9 o'clock. That's going to be for the rest of the week, right? Chloe?
Yes.
You pay attention in the meetings. Yeah. I'm normally sitting there. I'm like...
You know, we have one today. Don't miss it, okay?
Oh, I'll be there.
Thank you.
I'm surprised they even bother inviting us, Obi.
Will Obi be awake, though? He will be on the meeting.
I love the times when they're like, so what do you think, Obi? And I'm like... I like eggs and bacon.
It's my favorite. I get a text. Hey, what did I miss in the meeting? I'm like, Obi, you were in the meeting.
Oh, my Lord Jesus. All right. So we do have your Luke Combs tickets every day this week at 9 o'clock. So be prepared for that.
Something we've been doing the last, well, I don't know, what, month and a half? The $1,000 minute?
Yeah.
We play with you. What do we got? 60 seconds. You say it, Chloe. 60 seconds, 10 questions. Can you actually beat the clock, get every question right, and win $1,000?
And what's fun about this is that Slater had the opportunity to catch up with Chris Lane over the weekend. He played at SeaWorld, and he put Chris to the test with $1,000 minute. I'm usually the one that comes up with the questions, but this time, Slater, you did.
Yeah, you even asked, you go, you want me to go to the questions for you? I go, no. And I did ones that I could guess 10 out of 10, that I knew the answer without actually having to look it up. And I got 10 out of 10. So I said, Chris Lane and I, the exact same age. He's turning 40 in November. So I tried to pick things I thought that, you know what, it would be surefire that he would be able to get.
All right, let's experience that moment right now.
We have played this game. It's called the $1,000 Minute. And the $1,000 Minute, there's 10 questions, 60 seconds. Right now, Ashley McBride, Michael Ray, Chris Jansen have done it. And Chris Lane, you've got to at least beat four, because that's what Michael Ray got.
I'm about to go in beast mode on.
Okay, this is a $1,000 Minute with Chris Lane. Question number one. On January 1st, 1892, a tiny New York island opened up to receive immigrants. What is the name of that island?
Long Island.
What Italian food did Garfield the cartoon cat love to eat?
What was the question again?
What Italian food did Garfield the cat...
Spaghetti?
Boise is the capital of what state?
Idaho.
Who said this in a movie? Why so serious?
I got a daggone clue. I'm going to skip it for now.
Which part of Congress has more members, the Senate or House of Representatives?
House of Representatives.
Okay. What country star asks his love to check yes or no in his hit song?
George Strait.
What does GoPro make?
Cameras.
Which brand has the slogan "Just Do It"?
Nike.
The blue whale is the largest animal in the world, but what is the is that time? Okay.
I think I just found out I'm the dumbest country singer of all
no!
time. And now I know why my wife calls me stupid all the time.
Oh, man. Chris Lane got 5 out of 10.
Oh, that's so
Let's
bad.
Go. Hey. All
right, you're Michael.
I told you I was in beast mode.
Chris Lane.
Okay, so I love how excited he was.
And I love the $1,000 minute because y'all have to see it. When we play with these artists, like even their people, right? So they have handlers, they have promotion people, marketing people. They all kind of create a circle and they want to be a part of it too.
I mean, how often is 5 out of 10 actually something you celebrate? I got that back in school. There was no celebrating. That's a straight up F. If you're playing along, so that New York Island, it is not Long Island, it's Ellis Island. That was the answer there. Lasagna is what Garfield the cat loved. Heath Ledger's The Joker said, why so serious in the movie? And we didn't get to the last question. But, I mean, hey, he got pretty close. His timing was what got him in trouble because he took so much time to actually think about the answer instead of just saying pass the cone back around to it.
You should have given him the Garfield one. I mean, he said spaghetti. Spaghetti, lasagna, it's the same, right?
No.
So
this,
close.
You're Italian. Italian? You know what? Next time, when's the last time Chef Boyardee put lasagna in a can?
Well, there will be a next time because we've got Kane Brown here in May. So, yeah. We'll have to do the $1,000 minute with him. And then here's another thing is that you listening right now, as we get closer to Kane Brown, we'll have more meet and greets and more of those.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater. K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.